This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Presented through the generosity of CV Rep, a world-class theater in an intimate setting. CVREP.org, 68510 East Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City. And they also present the Box Office Monthly Report on the Joey English Show, presented by Tracy Essex. Okay, in the treasure chest, Air Museum passes the patriotic center of the Coachella Valley. Remember that special traveling exhibit? Snoopy and the Red Baron is there through May 7th. Warbird rides are for sale. PSAirMuseum.org. Maracas Restaurant. I did it wrong. Maracas Mexican Cantina and Grill. I try to show off and I screw up, don't I? You've got a gift certificate. 155 South Palm Canyon Drive, maracasrestaurant.com. After the 85th birthday parade for the city of Palm Springs last weekend, former Mayor Rob Moon and his husband Bob and our dear friends The Hammer, Fred the Hammer, and his wife Linda, we went over there and visited with Todd Flood and ate Mexican food and had a wonderful time.
Hola, Joey pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
And then you've got a gift certificate from McDonald's restaurant. And then you've got passes to the Palm Springs Air Museum. So the Art Museum, the Air Museum, Maracas, and McDonald's. And let's see. Jeff Hawker doesn't have any children. Jeff Norman doesn't have any children. David has one son. Joey's got three kids. We'll take the fourth caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark. Get ready, get set, go. All I ever wanted to do was be an entertainer, singer, have babies, sing to them. I got to do it all. Thanks to you, to my Joey pals. 28 years you've been there. So be the fourth caller, and thank you. I couldn't have done it without you. Okay, Joey pals, we welcome back to our microphones. I'm going to try it. David Catanzarite. Rite. C-A-T-A-N.
Z-A-R-I-T-E.
Let me try it again.
Sure.
Catanzarite.
You got it almost perfectly.
Catanzarite. Isn't that
pretty? Do this and it'll do this.
Catanzarite.
See?
There helps, you go.
Yeah, there you go.
David, I've got. Italian, obviously.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
On dad's side.
Does it mean something?
Yeah, actually, there's a little city in the tip, well, right here, that's Catanzaro.
It's a visual, Joey Pals. He's on the...
Yeah, in Italy, in the boot, and there's a little town called Catanzaro.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So
like Corleone.
Yeah.
Catanzarite. Mm-hmm. Pretty, pretty, pretty.
Thank you.
Green. I always want to say Green River. Is there a Green River sometime? I've done that to you for years. Instead of going Green Room Theater Company, I very often write Green River. Do you know if there's a Green River?
Not that I know of, but I bet there is one somewhere.
Somewhere. We know there's lots of green rooms. Everybody has one. Ours isn't even green. Tell us, sweetheart. Tell us everything.
All right. Well, it's great to be back on your show, Joey. It's been
you.
A few years. We've gone through some big changes since the last time that you saw us. We were, at that time, we were mainly doing programming for young people. And we had a wonderful summer conservatory that was very, very rigorous. And by this time, a lot of our former students, our alumni, are out there. We got one person on Broadway. We got several in the film industry. And every theater in the greater Palm Springs area has at least one of our alumni working there. So we've had a bit of an impact.
How many years, David?
We're in our 14th year now, Joey. And, over that time, we've given out $96,000 in scholarships and internships, which is part of our commitment is workforce development for the Coachella Valley. But the big change that we've gone through is that two things. One is that we have changed our programming, so we have a lot more programming for adult audiences, although we still continue very strong and robust service for young people. And also, we've moved our center to the Coachella Valley, to East Coachella Valley. We're now in the city of Coachella. They gave us a wonderful office in City Hall. We literally share a wall with Mayor Steve Hernandez.
Oh.
And it's a great place to be. It's so fun to be on 6th Street in downtown Coachella because things
are
changing.
Give me the exact address.
Yeah, it's 1550 6th Street.
In Coachella.
Right. 1515, excuse me.
That's okay, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
1515
6th Street in downtown Coachella. It's the City Hall.
Oh, bless your heart. Yeah. And we all whine, don't we? That's what the whole darn valley is, just 25 miles, Coachella. Yeah. Like it's, you need your passport or something.
Yeah, well, that is.
Oh, so I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Where do you do your shows?
Well, that's what part of why we're in East Coachella. But we do our shows. Our mission has always been to bring professional theater to your neighborhood. So we take our shows. We do some shows in big theaters when we do our summer conservatory. But we have been to a lot of different venues. So we look for interesting places to do site-specific performances.
Oh.
So we have four performances coming up in the next in this coming month.
Give them to me.
Okay. On the 15th, which is this Saturday.
Let me think.
Oh.
Today is the 18th. You've missed that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So coming up on the 22nd is we're doing a show at Desert Mirage High School for the community in Thermal and Mecca. And then we're going to go west in the Coachella Valley. We have a performance on the 6th of May and the 13th of May at the Grace Church in Desert Hot Springs.
Know that one, yes.
And on the 13th, we're having a special performance to honor mothers and sons because our play, Novio Boy,
yes,
has a big mother and son relationship in it. So the first 30 mother-son pairs will be receiving some flowers from us.
Let me make sure I've got that straight to put on the website.
Sure.
That's May the 6th. And it's also on the 13th at Grace Church in Desert Hot Springs.
Yes.
But specifically on the 13th, the first
30 mother-son pairs will get some flowers.
I got two sons. I get two flowers.
There you go.
How nice. Yeah. Now, is that your performances for coming up, 1, 2, 3? Because I want you to tell us about this
show.
How do you say it again?
Novio.
N-O-V-I-O.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Because we have it in the Daily Date Book. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what I was saying, which is par for the course. See, I have on April 20th that we're saying Novio Boy from the Green Room Theater will be performed April 22nd?
April 22nd.
Okay, as well. Mm-hmm. And where will that be?
That will be at Desert Mirage High School Auditorium.
Okay.
There are
That's what you just told me.
Yeah.
Got it. See, I'm here. I can do this.
Yeah.
Okay. So the whole performance schedule is about Novio Boy.
Right now, yeah. That's what we've got scheduled. We'll be doing something. Probably we've been invited to do some shows in Old Town La Quinta
this
summer. So we hope to do some readings in downtown La Quinta or in Old Town La Quinta.
Do you report everything to Tracy Essex?
We haven't in the past.
Start doing it because she does our monthly box office report of all the theaters.
Okay.
All right. Now tell me about Novio means new, doesn't it?
No, Novio means boyfriend.
Oh.
Or fiancé.
I like that better.
So Novio Boy, yeah.
Tell me about this.
Okay. Well, this is a show by Gary Soto, who is the most anthologized author in the country. His work is in books all over. One of his poems, Oranges, is published in all the textbooks in the state of California, which then means all the textbooks in the Western U.S. for the most part.
My stars!
And, yeah.
Tell me his name again.
Gary, and his last name is Soto, S-O-T-O.
I've heard that.
Yeah, he's also written a lot of novels that are also adult audience
themed,
things. So he's a very prolific writer. And I had When I was a professor at Pomona College out in Claremont, I met Gary, and he had, at that time, this was his first play, and it had not been published yet, so he trusted me with a manuscript.
Oh, dear.
And we did a workshop of it with Chicano studies students and theater department students, and we flew Gary down. We raised a grant, and we flew Gary down to see his show, or to hear his show. So it was the first time he had heard that show
performed, yes.
And he made some changes based on what he heard in our reading, and then the play was published. So that was 27 years ago.
So give us 5 sentences about the plot. Don't give it away.
Okay. Well, there's a boy named Rudy who's asked a girl. He's a ninth grader, and he asked a girl who's junior out on a date. And he asked her out to an expensive restaurant called Steaks y Más Steaks. And so now he's terrified because this is first date. He doesn't know what to do. And
he can't drive her there.
That's right. He can't drive. And he also doesn't know what to do on the date, and he has no money for the date. So the whole play, or a lot of the play, revolves around his getting help from everybody in his life. When he finally goes on the date, his mom accidentally shows up and is watching the whole date from behind her menu.
Oh,
and
Jimmy.
His uncle turns out to be the musician that's playing in the that's playing at the restaurant. And so everybody watches this date. It's a hilarious little comedy.
Tell us, all our Joey pals, the 22nd, the 6th, and 13th of May. Mm-hmm. How do we get tickets?
Well, we're actually only asking for Eventbrite reservations, because thanks to some generous grants that we got this year from the California Arts Council, we are pleased to be able to present this whole thing for free. It's a very family-friendly show, and we want people to bring their kids. Really, it's 12 years old is probably the
lowest.
We're happy to have any children that want to come.
Okay.
So we're ready for all ages.
Do you need reservations? Do you want a head count?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Go to Eventbrite.
Yes. Eventbrite, or you can go to the Green Room Theater Company website.
The whole thing.
Which is grtccv.org.
Right. I'll put that up on my website.
Thank you.
You mean we're out of time, Rick? I'm very busy talking here. Novio Boy. Does it have a happy ending?
Oh, it's a very happy
ending. Oh, okay, good. You don't have to give it away.
It's a comedy. It's a very happy and crazy ending.
Who stars in this?
I've got... first, I should mention that the East Coachella Valley has been so underserved for so long by the theater community. We have so much good theater happening here in Palm Springs and in Cathedral City with CV Rep. There's not much going on for people in East Coachella or for Spanish speakers.
But now
so
there's
this is,
you.
Yeah, we're that's what we that's the people that we want to serve. So getting the actors was actually challenging, and it was really person by person getting people cast. And I've got a wonderful cast. So I've got a young actor named Miguel Ibarra. He's playing two roles. He's playing both Rudy and the famous radio DJ El Gato. And we've got a young lady from Coachella Valley High School playing the lead as Patricia.
Oh, good.
And we've got a whole bunch of other wonderful people.
Bless your heart. Bring everything back to us. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you, Joey.
So nice to have you here.
So great to be here.
This will all be up on JoeyEnglish.com.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert State Book. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours. Remind you, there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. I can name them. At prices you can afford, go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. They just took Tyler and I to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and they brought us back. Where shall we go next? Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of international tours and day excursions. AIM Mail Center, Listen to some of the things they can do for you. They're over in the Smoketree Shopping Center in Palm Springs. They copy and print documents in color, black and white, office supplies, passport photos, and renewals. If you go to your second home for the summer season, have AIM collect your mail or pack your treasures. AIMMailCenters.com. Dana Haynes says, happy birthday, sun sign Aries. Despite problems around the world, you should take advantage of the planetary vibes this year in business and finance. If you believe the media outlets and are concerned about China or Russia blowing us up, relax, they won't. And Dana came down from the mothership just to give us that. Check her out at astrologyworldnews.com. Remember, she predicted 9/11 on my live radio show the week before. Desert Water Agency says the current water restrictions still include no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. But the governor of California has lifted our drought restrictions. Check it all out at DWA.org. Just fabulous, with that wonderful website we love, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Why do I say it like that, Rick? They have fabulous new merchandise all the time. They have Gray, Malin, Parker, Palm Springs Photography Collection. Let me do that again. Gray, Malin, Parker, Palm Springs Photography Collection. Exclusively at Just Fabulous. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Summer passes are on sale. Pass holders get free parking, 10% off the restaurants, Peaks and Pines, and 10% off additional guests through July 31st. Remember, the temperatures are 30 to 40 degrees cooler. You'll care in a few weeks. PSTramway.com. The Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best pop. Rick, go get me some. Best popcorn in town. Go get us some. Here's their menu. Sundays with Keisha D's weekly. Mondays, Mon Petit Salon weekly. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor weekly. Wednesdays, check their programming on their website. Thursdays, Cocktail Classic Selected Thursdays. Check everything out at psculturalcenter.org. The Palm Springs Post. I tell you, Joey Pals, it's in my email. Isn't it wonderful, Rick? Every day, you don't have to worry about reading a newspaper. I don't know how he does this. It's all the local, simple, succinct, easiest way to get your immediate daily news briefs on any of your devices. Sign up for the newsletter. You'll thank me, as Pat Boone says. The Palm Springs Post.com. And Michael Platt Wellness, the guy who's been such a brilliant diagnostician for me all these years, taught me everything about my bioidentical hormones. The website is Platt, P-L-A-T-T, PlattWellness.com. He has 5% progesterone cream that's bioidentical. He has a sale. It's known to have a natural calming effect. Makes me talk nicer, doesn't it? Metabolic Solutions. Check it out. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow, Desert Oasis Healthcare Women, Engel and Volkers, and Firth Law. Until then, you be well, and all the best.